This episode of My Day with Emma Watson is brought to you by Vinyl Me Please. Vinyl's awesome. Everyone knows it. If you're not getting vinyl, you're doing life wrong. To start your subscription today, go to joinvmp.com/Emma.
Hi, my name is Steven. I am 26 years old, and I want to take Emma Watson on a date.
From datingemmawatson.com, this is My Date with Emma Watson, a podcast. Take a minute and think about your dreams. Not the dreams you have in the middle of the night after you've been asleep for a while and images of you falling enter your brain, but your dreams, the things we wish we had or the things we still think we might get. A new job, a husband or a wife, kids that behave, a new car, whatever. What's your dream? The thing about all those dreams is that they're actually possible. You could even say they're within reach. You could go for them. But there's an entirely separate group of dreams reserved for the things that just are a little bit more outside of our reach, outside of our grasp, outside the realm of the norm. Playing in the NBA, owning an island, or sure, dating a celebrity. Like, these are the type of dreams that we have and we like to think about when we're looking out the window of our offices. But we don't actually think that they'll happen, right? My name is Brandon, and that guy you heard at the beginning is my best friend. His name is Steve. And Steve is one of those guys that instead of just staring out the window, dreaming about what could be, he tries to figure out how to make that possible, those wild, crazy dreams. How can I make those happen? And he's one of those guys that just says, why not go for it? What's the worst that could happen? They say no. And so this podcast is about helping him get a date with Emma Watson, sure, but even more importantly, it's about exploring what happens when people go for it. Like, when people actually try to make those crazy dreams happen. Will Steve actually get a date with Emma? Who knows? But it's possible, so why the heck not? This is episode one. Who is Steven?
Hey, Emma. My name's Steven, and I know this isn't quite as cool as some, you know, good old-fashioned snail mail, fan mail, but, you know, it's all that I got, so sit back, grab a cup of coffee or whatever it is you want to do or drink or whatever, and just hear me out, okay?
That's Steven, and what you're listening to is something he put together for Emma Watson. So, Emma, if you're listening, this is for you. The rest of you, you can listen too.
So, on my desk back at home in Florida, there's this sticky note with some things scribbled on it that I made back when I was in high school, and it's a list of dreams of mine, and it's these purposefully, seemingly unattainable, like far-reaching kind of dreams, and these include becoming the host of Late Night or the CEO of Apple, competing in the Olympics, or winning an Oscar one day, and there's also one last thing on that list, which is to get chocolate chip pancakes from IHOP. Now, that last one on there, it seems pretty easy to complete, but I told myself that I'd only get those pancakes when I finished everything else on that list. It's to almost, I guess, make a point to myself that I have the capability to accomplish any of those goals as long as I'm committed or driven enough to do so, and so I'm gonna get those done before I eat those pancakes. So, with that being said, I've yet to have those pancakes, but going off in that same flow of thought, there's this quote by Teddy Roosevelt, one of the most boss humans to ever step on this planet. I mean, not only is that man responsible for the teddy bear, which is just the most awesome thing in the world, and that's a fun fact if you didn't know that, but he also helped discover an Amazon River. If you haven't read the the book River of Doubt. I mean, that is a top 10 book. You need to go read it right now. But anyways,
I'd like to pause for 1 second and just point out, Stephen, he reads. Emma, you read. There's a connection there. Don't pass by that. All right, let's get back to it.
There is a quote by him that I've always loved, and he says, if there is not a war, you don't get the great general. If there is not a great occasion, you don't get a great statesman. If Lincoln had lived in a time of peace, no one would have known his name. And that's just pretty crazy to me. And not that anything on my list is in any way comparable to a war or, you know, a great occasion, but the quote does offer that with difficulty and challenge comes an amazing outcome. And, you know, a tiny side note about me is I had just completed medical school, actually, and going through a tough road requiring dedication isn't something necessarily unfamiliar to me, but I'm saying this to kind of point to something different. After finishing medical school, you know, the specialty that I've chosen is to pursue pediatrics. And so that means I deal with children for a vast majority of my day. And with that, I get to see a glimpse of, you know, what we all used to be like when we were children. Before starting an exam with a child, usually if the kid's not complaining enough and he's compliant enough and not ripping the stethoscope off my neck, which is usually okay, I love asking them what they want to be when they grow up. And it's because I always get such great responses. I mean, they either want to be in the MBA or they want to be a ballet dancer. Some want to be a fireman or literally a dragon. Others want to be Cinderella or the Hulk, et cetera, et cetera. And there's honestly no limit or hindrance to what they can be in their mind. And I think that we all at some point were that way. I know for myself, I wanted to be an astronaut. And then I found that I had to be good at math, so I kind of abandoned that one pretty quickly. But inside of us is this ability to dream and become far greater than what we've convinced ourselves our potential really is.
And it's in that same vein that I'd like to share a couple of stories about Stephen. I know what you're thinking. We're 7 minutes into this, and we still don't really have any idea how this is related to Emma Watson. That's fair. Trust me. We'll get there. But first, I wanted to kind of lay out a couple of stories that will demonstrate just how big of a dreamer Stephen is. Stephen's not just somebody who has ideas and goals and lets them pass, but he goes for it. When Stephen was graduating high school, he had to decide where he wanted to go to college. This is a big decision for anybody, really, right? But unlike a lot of people, Stephen saw this opportunity as a chance to do something big. To do something that he always thought was outside of his reach. To really go for it. In this case, it was
applying to Harvard, because why not? I mean, Conan O'Brien did it, Natalie Portman did it, so what have they got that I ain't got?
The answer is pretty much everything. But nevertheless, he applied, and in his application, he had to write. He had to write about something that was important to him.
So I wrote about maybe my favorite topic in the world, which is dreams. You know, in the personal statement, I said how dreams fuel this world and keep us going, et cetera, et cetera. And for the closing line, I left with this, you know, my best attempt at a zinger or whatever you want to call it. I do not want to let my life define my dreams, but let my dreams define my life.
And it's with that slightly cheesy zinger that he ended up scoring himself a local interview with somebody from Harvard. And now most people would probably start to study at that point, study for what they might ask. But Stephen, he watched a documentary called Man on Wire, and it would come in handy.
So she asked me why Harvard, and I responded with, and I knew that watching Man on a Wire would pay off. You know, I just knew it, but I had just told her I just watched a documentary where a guy Highwire walks across the Twin Towers, and how Highwire walking in of itself isn't amazing or beautiful. It's just a guy in a rope, but add in the challenge, you know, the risk, the difficulty. This whole thing of Highwire walking becomes that much more beautiful. It becomes amazing and captivating. And for me, applying to Harvard, I told her, is a lot like that. It's a reach. It's a challenge. It's not easy. But the outcome will be that much more worth it and beautiful in the end.
Unfortunately, in this case, the outcome was not getting into Harvard. But that's okay. The point here is that Stephen took a risk, and ultimately that risk kind of paid off. He got to have an interview with Harvard. And while that might not be the most impressive story in the world, this next story is. And we'll tell it after the break. Don't skip ahead. I know your podcasting app has one of those skip 15 seconds, skip 30 seconds, whatever. But don't do it. Because I want to tell you about Vinyl Me Please. Not just because we're going to get paid, but because we want to make your life a little bit better. If you're like me, you love vinyl. If you're not like me, you're doing life wrong because vinyls are awesome. And Vinyl Me Please sets out to make your life a little bit better by sending you an exclusive pressing of a vinyl every single month. That's right. This is legit exclusive. You can't find these vinyls anywhere else. They're colored vinyls. They have custom lyric books. They're exclusive artwork, personal notes from the artists. It's super cool. And every month you're going to get one vinyl, original 12x12 album inspired art prints, and get this, a paired cocktail recipe, because who doesn't love to have a good drink when you're listening to a vinyl? All you got to do is go to joinvmp.com/Emma to start your subscription today, and your life will get so much better by going to joinvmp.com/Emma to start your super cool subscription to Vinyl Me Please today.
Okay, and also I have a story. On my next album, I have a song called Hey Steven.
Are you serious?
Well, that's Taylor Swift. I'm about to tell you one of my favorite stories of all time, and it's not because Steven's my best friend, it's because this is legit the coolest story ever. Dreamers out there, take note, because this is how it's done. It all starts with Steven. He's a junior in high school, and life is simpler back then.
I'd go to school, I'd act like a five-year-old for a few hours, I'd go to soccer practice, and then after that, I'd go to 7-Eleven, like the gas station, we'd eat sunflower seeds, me and my friend Matt, and listen to the radio. And at the time, Taylor Swift would come on the radio, and me and Matt would swoon over her and her teenage dilemmas that were put to these melodies. And one day, Matt said to me, "I bet you couldn't take her to prom." And I said, "True, but I bet that I could take her to McDonald's." And thus, in that moment, a dream was born.
A bet. It all started with a bet, but it would become so much more. Because unlike all those kids that you see on Twitter that are asking celebrities to go to prom with them, this was very direct. Taylor Swift, McDonald's, make it happen. And he would.
So I went home that day and made a Facebook page. If 100,000 people join this, Taylor Swift will go with me to McDonald's. And it surprisingly started gaining some traction. So came January 1st, I made my New Year's resolution to make it happen. And I emailed a whole bunch of radio stations, eventually a big-time late-night radio station host, Blair Gardner, one of the best humans on the planet, no over-exaggeration, decided it was funny and weird enough to call Taylor Swift herself about it.
His name is Steven.
Hi, my name is Steven. I need your help. I need 100,000 views on my YouTube video. It's my version of Taylor Swift's Teardrops in My Guitar video. My New Year's resolution is to have lunch with Taylor Swift at McDonald's.
That's his resolution? That's awesome!
It all started with a dream, and it ended up to be so much more, thanks to Blair Gardner. He would help make Steven's dreams come true.
Blair, being a great guy that he is, called me up and said, "Listen, if you get 100,000 views on this YouTube video you made, I'll fly you out to Vegas. You can help me co-host my Academy of Country Music Awards, and you can meet Taylor Swift." So obviously, I made that happen. I eventually got flown out to Vegas, and I had happy meals with Taylor. She said to me that she changed the name of her song, Hey Steven, to fit my spelling, or she changed the spelling to fit my spelling from a V to a PH.
That's true. Remember that clip that we were playing you earlier? Here's the rest of it.
And after I saw, and I had already written it, and after I saw the YouTube video that you made, I changed the spelling to your spelling.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is awesome. Holy smokes. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. I have, yes.
Can I give you a high five?
Yes.
Few people in the world were as dorky as 17-year-old Steven.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, that's going around the world. That album 2's Hey Steven is my spelling.
I caught up with Blair close to 10 years later to ask him exactly what in the world happened and why he let it happen.
The first thing that spoke more loudly than, you know, because every once in a while I become aware of things like this, and you kind of like, oh, that's nice, and you don't often feel compelled to help facilitate something like this, but there was something about the fact that Stephen had gone to such lengths in producing cut by cut this video, mm-hmm. a Taylor Swift Teardrops on My Guitar, in such a sweet way that was just, it was fantastic, and it was so well done. And it, I think I read a lot into that about, here's a kid with a dream, regardless of how, you know, silly it may seem to the rest of the world, who's trying to make it a reality. And along my way, there were a lot of people who helped me pursue my dreams. And I think that that's not something that you can just let die within. You've got to help others pursue their dreams. That's really kind of the price tag associated with success, in a way. And I've been very blessed. And so, yeah, I thought it was great. And, you know, I was lucky that, that Taylor and her family and I were friends. And it was an easy enough thing for me to help facilitate that. And it was just, it was a fun thing. It was fun.
Did you ever dream when you did this video of Teardrops on My Guitar that it would lead to this?
It was me being an idiot. And apparently, it works.
Well, you know what? You being yourself. And you're being yourself.
It was you being yourself.
No, it is. No, I didn't mean you're an idiot.
That's a beautiful
in a roundabout
moment.
Way. But, you know, it is. I do. That's why I think both of you guys are here, because you are being yourselves.
Is it really that simple, though? To achieve your dreams, you just have to be yourself? I mean, maybe there is something to it. Maybe we all try to be something we're not. But Stephen, he just tried to be himself.
There is that, you know, the show The X Factor is based squarely upon the principle of there being that indefinable trait that performers or different people have. And I knew instantly, and I still am completely convinced that you have that. There was just, there's this magnetic charisma that is going to serve you well regardless of what path you had pursued, whether it's pediatrics or whether you decided to get into the world of acting or entertainment. What's really cool now is, as the story has written itself so far, and you told me just recently about your entering the world of pediatrics, suddenly it all became very clear. You know, you are... You're Patch Adams. I really truly believe that.
I know that. I can hear him.
Well, you know, but it's so true. And the fact that you are, you know, you're going to be able to impact far more people, perhaps, through medicine and your love of life and your joy of and the wonders of childhood that remain with you. And I don't think those will ever leave you. You're going to have a greater impact on so many people, because those children that you save will eventually, although they are now someone's children, they will ultimately become mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers. And it's a lot like, I don't know if you've ever seen a completely placid pond where it's glass-like on the top. And all it takes is one little stone to be tossed into that. The ripple effect goes on forever. Well, each of those children that you will treat during your tenure as a pediatrician, you know, the ripples, the generational ripples, will continue well beyond yours and my years. And that's one of the biggest gifts that anyone can give humanity.
Think about that dream. Remember, at the beginning of the show, I asked you to think about, what's that dream that seems too unreachable to obtain? Just think about it. And think about the reason why you haven't gone for it. Is it from a fear of failure, a fear of having to give up your current job, a fear of taking a leap of faith? The goal of this podcast is to help you push through that fear and actually go for it. It's not just about helping Stephen get a date with Emma Watson, although, yes, we will do that. It's about helping you, the listeners, just go for all those stupid, seemingly pointless, seemingly unreachable dreams. Because I think when people go for their dreams, when people take risks, when people go for it, the world's a better place. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it really is. Like, you just heard this story about Steven going for a stupid dream of getting McDonald's with Taylor Swift. But I think if you're honest with yourself, you're a little happier. That story at least made you smile. And I think that's the purpose of dreams in our life. Life is short. And so often we get stuck in these ruts and we do the same thing over and over and over again. What if we went for it? What if we didn't let the fear of failure paralyze us?
You know, had I been his age and had I done the take on Teardrops on My Guitar that Steven had done, I would have been so fearful of judgment from my peers. But instead, Steve was like, I don't care. This is fun for me. This is just all as a laugh. And it was so bold and courageous and just, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I still do.
Do you think Steven's going to meet Emma Watson?
I would never bet against him in that refrain, in that respect. Yeah, I think it's very possible.
Yeah,
he's kind of, is he going to become Mr. Emma Watson?
That does it for episode 1 of My Date with Emma Watson. Next week, episode 2, Why Emma Watson?